Welcome back, everybody, to Amud Yomi. We are going to be doing Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph today, but we are going to be starting on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. Let's just start from the two dots, so that way we get ourselves in the proper context. Says the Mishnah, Tanan Hasam. Says the Gemara that there's a Mishnah over there in Meseches Tamid. Amar Lam Aminumuna. So the backup Kohen Gadol says, Baruch Hu Bracha Achas. So he would say to all of the Kohanim, they should say one of the Birchos Kriya Shema Vahim Baruch Hu, and they would go and say that Bracha V'karu Aser Sadibros, and they should say the Aser Sadibros Shema Vayam Shema Vayomer, and say the three paragraphs of Shema. Baruch Hu Asam Shalosh Brachos, and they should bless the nation with three blessings. MSV Yatziv Avoda Berachos Kohanim. So MSV Yatziv Avoda and Berachos Kohanim, those are going to be the brachos that they give them. The Shabbos Musifin Bracha Achas Lemishmar Hayotze, and they would add another bracha on the Shabbos for the outgoing watch. Again, there are 24 watches, and each week a different set of Kohanim would work in the Beis HaMikdash, and they would add a bracha to the incoming watch. The people who are leaving would give a bracha to the people who are coming. So now the Gemara was analyzing what exactly was happening in this Mishnah. Which of the Birchos Kriya Shema, because we were talking about the Birchos Kriya Shema, which of the Birchos Kriya Shema did the Kohanim say? Because it's only one of them, but we know that there were really two of them that are before Kriya Shema. So which one did you say? So my bracha achas, which bracha did the Kohanim say? Kiha the Rabbi Abba and Rabbi Yosi bar Abba iklo ulau asra. So Rabbi Abba and Rabbi Yosi bar Abba went to a certain place. Bo minayim, and they asked of them, "My bracha achas, which bracha did the Kohanim say? Lo hava biyadayu, and they did not know. Vasu shal yiluhu le Rav Masna, and they went and they asked Rav Masna the same question. Lo hava biyadayu, and he didn't know. Asu shal yiluhu Rav Yehuda, and they went and asked Rabbi Yehuda, and he said, "Amar luhu achi Amar Shmuel." This is what Shmuel said. Ava Rabba, the one bracha they said was Ava Rabba, but Amar Rabbi Zreika, Amar Rabbi Yami, Amar Rabbi Shimon Lakish, Yotzer or Rabbi Zreika has a different opinion, which is quoting from Rav Shimon Lakish, that the bracha that they said was the bracha of Yotzer Or. So now we're going to go and try and prove and try to figure out where each one got their shita from. Says the Gemara, Kiyasa Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef Amar. When Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef came to Babel from Eretz Yisrael, he said, Hada Rabbi Zreika lab befir shum kumar. So that which Rabbi Zreika said, that the bracha that the Kohanim said was Yotzer Or, lav beferishit mar. So we didn't say this explicitly, elam yikol et mar. We inferred it from a different statement of Rav Shimon ben Lakish. Amar Rav Zikr, Amar Rav Yami, Amar Rav Shimon ben Lakish. Zoso meres, this ruling that the Kohanim said that we only say one bracha, indicates, this shows us, brachos ein ma'akvo zu edzu. This shows us that the brachos that come with the Kriya Shema, they are not essential to one another. Meaning, just because you said one bracha without the other one does not mean that you're not going to be yotzei the other one. It's not one or the other. It could be either one. So now the Gemara analyzes this statement. So if you're going to tell me, this is what he reasoned. It makes sense if you're going to say that the bracha they made was Yotzer Or, Hainu de brachos in ma'akvos zuzuz, because this is what it means, brachos are in ma'akvos, that you said Yotzer Or, you didn't say Avaraba, yet still you're going to be Yotzei, the loka amre Avaraba, because they never said Avaraba, and that's why you're still going to be Yotzei. Ella, yamar Avaraba, havu amre. But if you're going to tell me that the bracha they said, the one bracha they said, was Avaraba, my brachos in ma'akvos zuzuz, this doesn't prove us anything about the fact that you could be Yotzei with just one of the brachos, even if you left out the other bracha. Why? Because del mahai, de lo amre Yotzei Or, because we have to understand again, who are we talking about? We're talking about the Kohanim when they would do the Avodah. This was very early in the morning. This was like right after dawn. So it could be they said Avaraba now, but Yotzer Or is about Or. It needs to be light outside. So Avaraba, which is about Torah, you could say at any time. But Yotzer Or, maybe they said Avaraba then, and then they were going to say Yotzer Or when it was actually time for light. So that's why you have to understand that that could be that they're really still going to be able to say both of these brachos. So it doesn't show us anything about brachos in ma'akvo zuadzu. So the fact that Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish said in ma'akvo zuadzu, that the brachos, you can have one without the other, shows that the bracha, the one bracha that Kohanim must have said, is the bracha of Yotzer Or. So now, anytime we try to learn something from an inference, like here, we're proving the fact that he holds Yotzer Or based on his shita by brachos in ma'akvo zuadzu. So it's a very fine line that we're drawing, because we want to make sure maybe he learned it from something else. Maybe there's a different svara. Maybe there was different logic there, so it doesn't necessarily prove anything. So ask the Gemara, Imi Klalamai, and if Rabbi Zreika did figure out this rule based on his inference, so what's wrong with it? What does this mean? So the Imi Klala, because if it's through this inference, Liolam Avaraba Havu Amre, because maybe it could be that really the Kohanim did say Avaraba V'chimatas Man Yotzer Or Havu Amre, right? And really they would say Yotzer Or when the time would come around. Do my brachos in ma'akvo zuadzu? Say the brachos. And what does it mean, brachos in ma'akvo zuadzu? What does it mean that the brachos are not dependent on one another? That could mean that the order of the brachos, that we, instead of it meaning that you can have one without the other, maybe it means that you need both, just the order is not necessary. We know that our order is Yotzer Or followed by Avaraba, but maybe it could be the other way around. So that's why it's not necessarily such a good proof, because it doesn't show me that it must be brachos ein makvud zuzu equals yotzer or, because there's different ways to go about that equation. The Gemara now continues on to address the rest of that Mishnah that we had in Tamid. The Koran Aseres HaDibros, and the Mishnah said that they said the Aseres HaDibros, Shema Vayam, Shema Vayomer, and then they said the three paragraphs of Shema, then Emes V'yatziv V'avoda U'birgos Kohanim, and then they said Emes V'yatziv V'avoda U'birgos Kohanim. Amar Rav Yudah, Amar Shmuel, Af Bigvulim Bikshu Likros Kain, so they wanted to do this even outside of Eretz Yisrael, outside of the Beis HaMikdash area. But they stopped saying the Aseres HaDibros as part of davening like this, as part of these brachos, because the heretics were coming and saying, look, they're only saying the Aseres HaDibros because those were the only things that God gave them. Everything else is false except for those Aseres HaDibros. So we wanted to stop that because it was bringing the minim out. Same thing, that Rabbi Nassan wanted to bring this into his place, but again, they stopped it because of the heretics. Rabbi Bar Bachana Savrala Mikbin Besuria, you wanted to bring this into Surah. Amrale Rav Chisda, Kvar Bitlum Neitaros Aminim. The same thing again. Rav Chisda said, no, they got rid of this because of the heretics, so don't reinstate it. And one last time, Amemar Savrala Mikbinu Bin Narada, you wanted to bring this into Narada, that along with Krishma, we say the Asher Sedibros, Amrale Ravashi, Kvar Bitlum Neitaros Aminim. But we have already established this because of the heretics, so again, we want to stop this. Now, says the Gemara, Veshabbos Mosifin Bracha Achas, L'mishmar hayotzei. So the Mishnah said that the outgoing Kohanim would give a bracha to the incoming Kohanim. So what was this bracha? My bracha achas, asks the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Chabal, mishmar hayotzei, omar l'mishmar hanichna. So the outgoing watch would say to the incoming watch, mi sheshichein es shemo babayis hazeh. So the one who caused his name to dwell in this house, meaning Hashem, who yashkin beinecham ava v'achva v'shalom v'reis. There should be great unity and achdus and love and brotherhood and peace and friendship amongst all of us. So giving a bracha for peace, a very interesting bracha. What relevance does this have? Maybe for another time, but not for us right now. But a fascinating bracha that the outgoing people, the Kohanim, would give to the incoming Kohanim. So now, the Mishnah, back to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah then said, Makom Shamru Laharich, a time when you're supposed to say a long bracha, don't say a short one. When you're supposed to end with a bracha, don't not end with a bracha. Make sure you go with the text of the Kohanim. So asks the Gemara Pshita, once we're talking about beginning brachos and ending brachos and making mistakes in brachos, the Gemara now goes and digresses into a bit of a different case. So Pshita, Hecha deka nakit kasa decham rabi yade vikasavar deshichrahu upasachu varech umivarech adaiti deshichra visiyem bidecham reyatsas. The Gemara gives some interesting cases where you started a bracha with a certain intention, and then you ended the bracha with a different intention. So if you started with the wrong idea and then you ended with the right idea, what is the halacha? So again, in all of these situations, at least according to Rashi, you ended up making the correct bracha, but you thought you were making a bracha on one thing, and only in the middle of your bracha did you realize that you were making a bracha on something else. So pshita, says the Gemara, it's obvious that in a case where you are holding a cup of wine, which has the bracha of Borei Pri HaGafen, but you think that it's beer, which has the bracha of Shakol Nia B'Dvaro. So, upasach u'mevarech adati d'shechar, and you start making the Shakol Nia B'Dvaro, baruch atah Hashem al kinum al-cholam, b'siyem b'dechamra, and then you realize that it's wine, and you say, Borei Pri HaGafen, so yatzeh, you're going to be yotzeh in that case. Why? D'inami imam Shakol Nia B'Dvaro, because if you would have said Shakol Nia B'Dvaro, if you actually would have said that full bracha, yatzeh, you would have been yotzeh. D'hatanam, because we have a Mishnah which says, akulam imam Shakol Nia B'Dvaro, yatzeh. On anything, if you actually make a Shakol Nia B'Dvaro, you're going to be yotzeh, because it's a more of a general bracha. We try to be more specific, but if you made shakol, you would be yotzeh. But let's say the opposite case, where you picked up a cup of beer. See, really the real bracha is shakol. And you started the bracha thinking that it was wine. So you were about to make a hagafen, and then you realized it was beer and you made a shahakol. So my, what would the halacha be? Basar ikar bracha azlinan. Do we go by the main part of the bracha, which is the fact that you said Hashem's name thinking that it was going to be a shahakol? Sorry, thinking that it was going to be a hagafen. Obasar chasima azlinan, or do we go by the ending of the bracha? And since you made the proper bracha of shahakol, you would be yotze anyway. So we try to bring a proof for this. So Tashma comes to the Gemara with a proposed proof. Shacharis in davening in the morning, pasach biyotze. Or if someone started with the bracha of yotze or v'siyem mariv aravim, and then they concluded mariv aravim. So they started with the shacharis bracha and ended with the marv bracha. Lo yotze, you're not going to be yotze because it's shacharis and you said the marv bracha. Pasach b'mariv aravim, but if you started with mariv aravim v'siyem yotze, or you ended up saying the right text, the right bracha, yotze, you will be yotze. Arvis, now the opposite case, so at marv, Pasach Marv Aravim Vesiyem Biyotze or Lo Yotze. If you started with Marv and then ended the bracha with the Shacharis bracha, you're not going to be Yotze. Pasach Biyotze, or if you opened with the Shachris bracha v'siyim ma'ariv aravim, since it's marv and you ended with a proper bracha, yatza, klalo shel davar, says this brice over here. The rule is, the general rule, hakol holich achar achisum, everything goes based on the conclusion. How we end the bracha, that's what it goes on. So this seems to be a proof. What we should learn from here is that as long as we ended the bracha correctly, we're good. It doesn't matter. Nothing else should be a factor. So says the Gemara, no, this might be a little different. Shaini hasam dekamar baruch yotzer hameoros. No, this is different because our bracha that we say of baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu melech yotzer or v'recho shechoseh shomer tzakol, so that's part one of the bracha, but then we go and say baruch atah Hashem yotzer hameoros. So we have a second bracha where we can go and fix our intentions, and that's why it's going to be different. When it comes to the beer and the wine bracha, though, you don't have a second bracha where you're able to fix anything, so that's why it's not going to help us in any way. But again, this extra bracha seems to be helping us out. But now the Gemara comes with a counter argument to that. Says the Gemara, "Ha nicha l'rav da'amar kol bracha she'in ba'az kara she'imein a bracha." So this makes sense according to Rav, who says that any bracha, as long as it has Hashem's name in it, is considered a bracha. So you have bracha to Hashem yotzer ha-me'oros, so that's going to be another bracha. So you could always fix it with that bracha. So that's why you're always going to be yotze, as long as you finish the bracha with the proper text. However, so that's Shapir. Elo Rabbi Yochanan Damar, but according to Rabbi Yochanan Damar, Kol bracha she'im ha-malchus in a bracha, who says that bracha to Hashem alokinu melech ha'olam is the only real bracha, and that's the only situation where we have a true bracha, ma'ika l'meimar. So here, bracha to Hashem yotzer ha-me'oros is not a true bracha. So the fact that you have a second bracha there should not help at all. So it's really the same exact case as the wine and beer case, the shacharis case. So it really should be a good proof. So how are we going to answer that case? Meaning we need to come in with a different reason why someone would be yotze in that situation, even if you had the intent to make the wrong bracha at that time. So says the Gemara, rather we have a different reason for the Bryce's ruling why shacharis and marv might be different than the case of wine and beer. Ela kevan de amar Rabba bar Ula, since Rabba bar Ula said, k'dei lahaskir midas yom b'layla midas layla b'yom, ki kamar bracha umachus meikara tarvayu kamar. So we spoke about just a few days ago the fact that we always want to make sure to mention marv at shachris and shachris at marv, day at night and night at day. So since that's one of the goals that we have. We always want to mention day and night, so that's why you're always going to be yotze. Even if you had intent to start with night during the day or day during the night, you're still going to be yotze because they're really all intertwined together. And that's why it's going to be a very different case than the case of beer and wine. So that's why it's not similar at all, so you can't bring a proof from that situation. But ask the Gemara, Tashma Misefa, what about the end part of that brisa, which says, Kalo shel davar, hakol holich achar achisim, everything goes after the chisim, everything goes after the ending. So, klalo shel davar lasu yemai, whenever we say that, this is the general rule, what's it coming to include? Lav lasu yehad amran, is it not coming to include our case, which is the case of the beer and the wine, that even if you had the wrong intentions to start the bracha, as long as you ended the bracha in the right way, akol yechachar achisim should teach me that you're going to be okay. So then Gemara answers, no, it's coming to include a different case. Lo, lasu yenama v'samra, it's coming to include the case of bread and dates, where you mixed up when one was eating bread and dates, they didn't remember which one they had. Now, how does that happen? I'm not quite sure. But this is the case that it's really coming to include. Hey Chidami, so what's the case? If you're going to tell me the cases where someone ate bread but they thought they had dates, and then you started making a bracha achrona afterwards thinking that you had dates, but then you remember that you had bread. So, this is the exact same question that we had. So, why can't it be the same answer? Why can't it be hakol echachar achisum? That's the exact same situation we had, because we had this case where you would have made the wrong bracha, but then you fixed it in the middle. So that should be the same case. The Gemara says, no, lo tricha kigon da'achal tamri v'katzavar nama achal. So no, the general rule, this kol shel davar, what it's coming to include is the case where someone ate dates but thought they had bread. U'pasach b'denama v'seyem b'tamre. And they started making a bracha achrona, benching, birchas ha-mazum, but then they remembered, oh, we only had dates, so then they changed to the ala mechya alha eitz and alha peros. So yotze, you're going to be yotze in that case. Because if you would have said birchas hamazon, even on dates, you would be yotze. My time, the tamrei nami mezan zayne, because dates also nourish a person like bread, so you would have been yotze anyway. So we see, we don't really have a proof for our case of the beer and the wine, because this kol shel davar by the case of shachar and marv was really coming to teach me this other case of dates and bread. So we will pick up tomorrow, hopefully, from this point on Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, and go through Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis. Have a great day.